and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we take a look at how the ongoing response to the COVID-19 pandemic has changed the security game as we're joined again by Cam Leatham, director of channel sales and alliances for ESET Canada. We talk about how the pandemic has caused SMB customers to change how they think about security and how attackers have changed their approach to infiltrating them. We discuss the kinds of solutions that are resonating more and more in a work-from-home world, how solution providers' security models have had to change, and how to measure success in security in a work-from-home world. We also get a preview of some soon-to-launch ESET offerings that play into this important part of the Canadian market and discuss why staff-wide cybersecurity awareness training is both a great door opener and an upsell opportunity for partners. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Cam Leatham. Cam, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Rob, thanks very much. Very much looking forward to the conversation with you today.
It's always good to have you on. It's always a good chat. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what SMB customers in particular are seeing and how partners are responding to what their SMB customers are seeing. Obviously, for a lot of those SMBs, things changed rather radically about 6 months ago. And that may have... probably almost certainly did upset their security practices, the security practices that they're used to in their business. What have you seen small businesses facing as a result of both the pandemic, the changes made in their technology usage because of the pandemic, and also because of how the bad guys have responded to the pandemic? Because I am sure, knowing the little I do about cyber criminals, that they are not one to let a good crisis go to waste.
No, you are 100% true with that statement. SMB is definitely near and dear to most of the resellers' hearts in Canada. As you probably know, about 99% of the commercial companies in Canada have less than 500 employees. So, I mean, this is the Canadian market. And yes, the bad actors have been out with a massive increase in tactics to try to take advantage of companies that have had to very quickly enable their employees to work from home in many instances. And that could be bringing a company-owned asset, a laptop, a desktop home with them, or it could be enabling their home PC, which is definitely something that they need to be very aware of, that they may not have all the security policies in place that the corporate machine may have. And we've definitely seen a lot of activity around that, especially initially as companies move very rapidly in March and April. It was a lot of endpoint. It was hey, I need additional licenses because my employees can't take all of the equipment home, or that's been a challenge. So, we've seen that. And then, I think what we're seeing now is that tend to slow down a little bit. But companies are interested in, what other tools, what other layers of security can they add to help protect their workers who are now, may or may not be under the watchful eye of the corporate network.
So let's break that down then, I think, from a couple of perspectives. First of all, what are some of those additional stacks, those additional layers that customers should be looking at bringing in to help secure themselves in a suddenly work-from-home environment? And then after that, I'll probably circle back and get you to discuss maybe some of the partner best practices that have emerged as a result of all of this.
Yeah, perfect. I think, obviously you want to protect yourself and your employees with a reputable antivirus solution. So, that is really kind of the core of what ESET delivers. From an additional layers of security, I think we saw a big spike in the interest around cybersecurity awareness training. So, you know, as we've discussed previously, ESET has an offering that we brought to market in 2020, and we had a lot of customers, you know, inquire about that solution. And I suspect, you know, some of our competitors would have as well. You know, employees clicking on websites that they shouldn't or executing files that they shouldn't are, you know, a real threat to a corporate network and data security in general. So by training your employees to look out for ransomware, you know, attacks and phishing attempts is just, you know, paramount to having a good security practice. Encryption is another solution that, you know, we've seen some interest in lately. We're talking to a police force in Western Canada, and they're concerned about, you know, if we lose these laptops for our undercover unit, that's got all the data about who we're tracking and, you know, the activities that we're doing for surveillance. So, you know, that would be a solution that, that plays well in a remote workforce scenario, because, you know, equipment gets stolen, houses get broken into, cars get broken into. I think, you know, another great solution that, that we have is a cloud sandboxing solution. So this really helps protect against zero-day threats, where there may not be a, you know, virus definition that has been created yet, because nobody's seen this before. So ESET has a great solution called ESET Dynamic Threat Defense. And essentially what this does is it looks for suspicious files. And if it sees something that, you know, it hasn't seen before, deems suspicious, it'll actually send a encrypted copy of that file. So not the email, but the file to our cloud solution. And in, you know, 5 minutes, we can run it through a series of tests. We have machine learning, three different flavors of machine learning. And then we actually execute the file in this sandbox outside of a corporate network to test, you know, what is it doing? So if it's not suspicious, then, you know, it goes back and the user can open that email. If it is suspicious, we send out notifications to all of the other endpoints in that environment. We send it to our live grid so that we can protect everybody else. You know, it basically blocks that file that has been downloaded either from a website or an email from being executed in your environment. So it's a really good sort of advanced security feature that that we are seeing more and more interest in, you know, this year for sure.
Okay. From a partner point of view, do things change significantly for them as their customers become more dispersed and remote? I'm guessing it's going to largely depend kind of on the mode that they're in as an organization. If they were, for example, an MSP that's used to delivering security services remotely, okay, they're delivering it now to a much more distributed remote community, but it's still fundamentally the same action. Whereas if you're more of a traditional sort of on-network security guy, maybe your life has changed a bit more.
Yeah, you know, the need for security hasn't changed, and in fact, it's grown. And I think, you know, MSPs are. I was looking at a stat the other day from Dato and their state of the channel ransomware report, where they say 56% of MSPs have reported attacks against their clients. So, mm-hmm. you know, the MSPs for sure are under attack. SMBs in general are under attack. And I think it's a huge opportunity for our resellers to, you know, share thought leadership to work with these companies who, you know, traditionally haven't had a massive budget or, you know, chosen to spend a massive budget on security solutions. They probably don't have a very skilled, you know, security team in-house if you're a small SMB customer. So, you know, it's a services opportunity. It's a software sale opportunity. It's a, you know, just a huge, huge opportunity. And as I said, it's expanding with the amount of customers that are getting attacked. So, you know, customers need the resellers, and they've, you know, from an ESET perspective, our resellers have done a fantastic job to understand the needs of these customers, find a solution that fits, add an extra layer of protection, and, you know, in the end, protect a customer and probably, you know, keep them for a very long time as happy.
Mm-hmm. How do partners and perhaps more importantly, their customers, you find measure their success in this space? Because I think it's one of those things, you know, it's you very seldom get that pat on the back for, hey, we didn't get hacked today. Good job, you know. but if the opposite were true, the conversation would certainly be pretty strong, I dare say.
Yes. And we've had certainly kind of both where, you know, customers that haven't seen an attack or maybe haven't realized that they have been attacked is probably a better way of putting it, where they struggle with, you know, allocating additional budget to, you know, enhance the protection that they have already. Mm-hmm. So it's really educating them about, you know, the threats, using third-party research to, you know, to talk about what, you know, companies like ours are seeing in this market. We also have companies that have been breached and, you know, have suffered, you know, massive downtime or financial distress because of that. And, you know, they're generally the ones that are, you know, interested in adding these layers, and they seem to find, you know, ways of finding money to do that. So the latest one was actually a company again in Western Canada, and they had suffered, you know, a pretty severe attack earlier in the year. And, you know, they had a list of things that they needed to address. And kind of the last one in the list was cybersecurity awareness training. So, you know, we're talking to them right now. We've actually got a little enhancement to our cybersecurity awareness training offering that's coming next week. And that's adding a phishing module. So once the employees have gone through and they've certified that they, you know what they should be doing, we actually test, you know, test that knowledge and see, you know, are they indeed clicking on things that they shouldn't be. So we had had that in our solution, and it's actually coming next week.
And the cybersecurity awareness training that you're describing, that's your product for basically for the whole of a customer's organization, right? It's basically security 101 type stuff for everyone, basically things that you need to know if you're going to be on the internet.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, what to look for in a phishing attempt from an email address or a link that doesn't sort of add up to who's sending it, to, you know, best practices around passwords and the whole gamut. So there's five actual individual modules, and it's kind of a cool solution. It's gamified, so there's a little bit of fun to it, but the content is what's important. And we, you know, it's been a great enhancement to our line card, and available for all of our partners to you know, to sell to their customers.
And it sounds like a conversation starter, or at least potentially a conversation starter as well, in so much as, hey, send your people through this. And if there's anything you recognize or anything you want to follow up on, we'll be right here for you.
Absolutely. And we're happy to provide demos as well. So if an organization wants to, you know, test it out, you know, they can do that. And it's kind of funny, the buyer of this solution tends to be a little different. It could be HR, it could be legal, as opposed to a lot of our buyers, you know, in traditional security sales might be the IT organization or the CIO. So it certainly opens doors into other areas of a customer's business that maybe our resellers haven't maybe pursued. And again, there's tons of other opportunities when you you get with the line of business owners. So we think it's a great door opener, and it's also something that virtually our customers can, or our partners can sell to everybody that they currently sell to.
Right, and that makes sense, especially in an era where we keep hearing so much of the quote unquote IT spend is being directed to other parts of the organization, line of business, etc. So always good to have those connections.
Yes.
In terms of the overall stack that you're bringing to small business, what are you guys doing to kind of keep that updated and keep that top of mind with customers?
Yeah, so we will have some announcements later in the next couple months with some new offerings. So really excited about an Office 365 security solution that's set to come out at some point in October, and we've got an enhancement to our cloud solution that is coming later in the year as well. But next week, again, it's a busy week for us next week. We actually have created a couple bundles, and these are perfect for SMB customers and our partners to sell. So the one that I'll mention is the ESET Remote Workforce offer. And essentially what it does is it takes a couple of our existing products, like our advanced antivirus endpoint security solution. It adds in ESET Dynamic Threat Defense, which is the cloud sandboxing solution that I talked about, mm-hmm. and also encryption into one SKU, product at a really, really good price. So it's ideal for, one seat to 250, and it's going to give you those layers of protection that, that we've been talking about in most of the conversations that you and I have had. So, it's a great solution. It's going to be a great price, and the partners have been asking for it, and we're going to deliver it. And, we think that'll be very successful, as we kind of, exit this year and move into 2021.
All right. Great. Kind of hard to ask you to crystal ball it for something as broad as security. And I'm guessing the answer is not going to be, we're going to see a dramatic decrease in attacks, but what do you expect to see in the SMB security space over the next few months?
I think, we're seeing a little bit of, companies that are maybe rationalizing their licenses right now. So, a number of SMBs have been hit hard with the pandemic, and we certainly have been very flexible in working with customers around some of those challenges. But we are seeing the odd customer that doesn't have as many employees as before. So when we talk about freeing up budget, that's a really great area where they may have an opportunity to sort of downgrade the seat count and then add extra layers of security for the employees that are there. So again, ESET's really willing to work with them and find solutions that work. The pandemic has caused an explosion in ransomware and phishing attempts. So I don't think that's going to end anytime soon. the cyber criminals are getting smarter. We've got teams of people, and 2/3 actually of the ESET employees worldwide are in the research and development organization. So we're going to be busy protecting our customers and offering new solutions. So we've had a tremendous year here in Canada, double digit growth, which I'm super proud of, and we're expecting that's going to continue because the bad guys are going to continue doing their thing. And we're helping our customers, stay protected.
The never-ending game of cat and mouse.
Yes.
Thanks for fighting it. We appreciate that. As always, great to have you on the podcast. And thanks for taking the time to let us know what's on some of your SMB customers' minds.
Yeah, Rob, I really appreciated the time spent with you. If anyone wants to find me, you can look me up on LinkedIn, or you can find me at Cameron Leetham, CameronLeetham, LEETHAM, at ESET.com. Or I encourage you to check out WeLiveSecurity.com for, a ton of educational information, and that'll help you stay current with what ESET's seeing in the market and how you can protect your customers. So thank you very much, Rob. It's been great.
There you have it, a look at security strategies for SMB during the pandemic from Cam Leetham of ESET Canada. I'd like to thank Cam once again for taking the time to join us. Thank ESET Canada for their continuing support of the site. And of course, thank you for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with another edition of the podcast as we stay on the security theme with Mark Balaguer of Barracuda MSP for a great chat about the importance of email protection. In the meantime, I'd invite you to subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, and if you're so inclined, please consider leaving a review to help your peers find the show. Until Thursday, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.